Hello, this is Demise. Starting out one of my days and just thinking how awesome it would be to hear a cussing fest, angry rant from F-13. You guys been busy, I know, not complaining. Just want to let you know you're missed and that your legion is out here just waiting for you to come back. And a lot of really good podcasts out there, but none of them get quite the hype and excitement, I think, for me, than yours does. And I'll be really excited to hear your next show. So once again, just letting you know you're missed. And I hope everything's going great with the big move and Beth and DZ and all. Wonderful at your neck of the woods. Talk to you guys on Twitter. Bye.
The following program contains explicit language and is intended for a mature audience only.
Everybody is the Diabolical Sa.
Are you okay?
And I'm F-13.
I'm DZ.
And you know what's funny is the other day when I was going through and listening to all the Diabolical Sound episodes to get like a synopsis of each one for the description when I was putting it back up on the site because I love you people so much, I forget which episode it was, but I started one off real high energy. I forget even what I said. It was just like, what's up, everybody? I'm F-13 here to put some wattage in your cottage. And then it was quiet for a second. You're all, hi, I'm DZ. And I don't remember which episode it was, but that really is kind of like that just that moment right there kind of defines us completely.
Yeah, just this the happy accident of our personalities and how different they are.
It really, really does. Okay. Anyway, so
when are we going to do the mirror episode up? Mirror universe episode.
I don't know, but that'll
be
great.
You be me and I be you?
Yeah, there'll be a whole lot of passive-aggressive shit in that one. Won't there? It'll just be me going, hi, guys. I'm F-13, and I hate everything. I distrust technology and the government. Completely dissatisfied with everything around me as I find it needlessly complicated and beneath me.
And hi, I'm DZ. I have a lot of energy. That's because I'm on meth and I'm self-destructive, but you know, that's okay because everybody loves me. I'm not as mean as I sound.
I am on meth. I have been known to be a little self-destructive at times. Yeah, okay. Anywho,
wow, this is one hell of an episode.
It really is, just to kick things right off with all sorts of random shit that we don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh my God.
Let's see, we're going to do something right now that we haven't done in a long fucking time, plus minus. My girlfriend lives here now. M13 has moved to California. I went out to the middle of goddamn shit-ass nowhere and picked her ass up in a U-Haul.
Fought through cannibals.
And drove her back, fought off cannibals. You know, driving back from Arizona to California, there's a place, it's like 15, I think, Highway 15. There's a position, an area on 15 where there's like, it's just a one road and there's nothing higher than a matchstick in any direction that you can see. Like, there's just the one road straight through the desert and it is fucking barren. There is seriously nothing there. In front of you, just the road goes off into the distance and you can't see any place where it ends. Behind you, the road goes off into the distance and you can't see an end to it anywhere. There's no exits. There's nothing there. It's just seriously just desolate hopelessness.
Like the beyond?
A little like the beyond. Yeah, way to keep a good callback there, DZ. Let's see. Minus. The usual minuses. Plus, it's fucking raining lately like crazy out here and I hate it. I hate the rain so much.
Yeah, that would have to be my minus two. Yeah. I mean, other than the atmosphere that this kind of rain and weather brings,
right?
You know, I mean, that I kind of like that. I guess that's a little bit of like a goth in me, whatever.
Loser.
Yeah, but fuck, man, it's just like it's kind of a depressing rain at this point because it's really coming down.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah, it really is kind of murky and just like bleh. Let's see. So let's. Is that your minus? What's what would a plus be?
It sounds like that was a little bit of a plus too. Oddly enough, no. Actually, that was my. That would be a minus. Yeah, sure. Plus, this week is kind of a shift from the last fucking month that I've had.
Ooh. That sounds interesting, but we'll get to that in 1 second.
Okay.
Before we move on to that, M13, what are your plus minus?
She's M13, that's a plus.
I'm not in the quote-unquote shit-ass desert anymore. I'm in what is supposedly beautiful and sunny California.
Yeah, not much evidence of that lately.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I get to be with my baby.
Oh, that was so cute. I can just hear Nauta's head exploding right now.
So I'm pretty ecstatic about that. And my best friend lives out here. And
which isn't me, by the way, oddly enough.
It's yes, not
it's
me
a female,
either.
And she's super rad. I totally missed her because she lived in the shit-ass desert as well. And then she moved out here, so of course I had to follow her. And Midas... I guess some stress at my new job. I love my new job. It's great, but it's kind of stressful because I don't know everything, and I'm like, what happened? What do I do now? But
yeah, and for those of you that don't know, which is everybody, and let's keep it that way, M13's new job is creating web forums and doing all sorts of technical stuff, which is extremely stress-inducing considering the kinds of deadlines that she's under.
Yeah, so getting used to that, just a different workflow, and the rain.
Having to do computers all day. All right, that's enough out of you. Back into your cave.
I can just imagine, you know, Demise calling to preempt a call from Nauta saying, you leave her alone.
So listen, people out there, we've been away for a while, and I suppose we should talk about why. DZ's pregnant, and...
I might
father.
Have to give it up.
No, you know, real life happens to you sometimes. Like I've kind of been in like a weird place myself personally with like a huge transition, living with M13, you know, planning on going out there to pick her up and drive all the way back 15 cocksucking hours. There's been all of that. I've had, you know, my fair share of like, you know, personal issues and problems or whatever this entire time. DZ, what's been up with you?
Wow. let's see. I found out that was it my mom's ex-boyfriend, who I'd known since I was 5, was killed pretty tragically. So that's depressing. So I'll start off with the big one, and it would be in that. My place of work, which happens to be a bank, was robbed recently. And see, I broke a tooth. My electricity was kind of fucked up in one part. So I don't have lighting in all of my apartment. The key broke off of my mailbox, which led to not being able to get to a house by the cemetery, which, god damn it.
It was the universe trying to tell you something.
Yeah. It's been just a pretty fucked up month. I had to get oral surgery. You know, for my tooth, and that was Wednesday. So that was kind of like the start of being okay. Yeah. Honestly,
I'll also say that since the inception of 2009, two of my close friends have died. So that was pretty much a pretty fucking big bummer. Also,
yeah, it's well, there's some other stuff that's happened in the last month too that I'm not gonna talk about.
Right. The same with me. We've both got, you know, our things that, you know, our personal lives that are going to stay personal. But understand, people, we were thinking about you the entire time.
Yeah, we kept going. I know that you were like, well, did you get your mailbox fixed? And I'm like, no, fucking god damn it. And then it's like, because I knew that House by the Cemetery wasn't a movie I really cared to see again.
Right.
But, you know, I had to for the show, but it was just like so frustrating because like, I'm going through all this effort with this fucking mailbox get that DVD. And it's like, god damn, I don't even want to watch this piece of shit.
Yeah, that on top of everything. It's just, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But we
so
got all
have
the
to try to
online.
Laugh about it, you know?
You try. You know what they say? Tragedy plus time, y'all. We'll look at this back. We'll look back at this in 15 years and just laugh at it. So let's see. Before we move on with the meat, as it were, of today's show, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way, because this is really all any of you are even listening for. Okay.
I miss that music.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah.
Let's turn this down here because it's a little too loud. All right. Now, the diabolical news. Let's see. What should we start with? First and foremost, woman's hair weave stops bullet. Holy shit.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't Jay Leno?
No. This is definitely, what is this, Spike.com news.
Of course,
story.
Spike would have it.
Of course. An unnamed 20-year-old woman in Kansas City, Missouri, has such a tight hair weave that it can stop bullets. The reason we know this is because it did, in fact, stop a bullet. Because
we shot her head.
And this is the best part about it right now. We're about to get into the serious wonderfulness of this. That her boyfriend fired out the back of his car at her, like you do. It happened after she said she didn't love him, and his response, understandably, was to fire multiple shots at her dome.
This isn't the same couple that he was arrested for assaulting her with the sandwich?
No. This isn't the sandwich assaulter, no. The investigators, after analyzing the woman's head and its apparent lack of bullet hole, concluded that it was the bulletproof hair weave that slowed the bullet down and saved her from injury or death. Basically, the reason behind it is because, check this out, body armor used by the military and police, the majority of it is largely comprised of woven fibers. And the way that it works is the woven fibers are able to disperse the impact. They absorb the impact and disperse it across the thing there. And her hair weave kind of acted the same way.
Interesting.
I know. Who would have thought that we could get such science out of such a tragedy?
Out of hair product.
Yes. Unfortunately, though, this is pretty fucking ghetto. And I'm going to have to say, lady in Kansas City, Missouri, you are what's wrong with America.
That was an impressive tearing, my friend.
It was. Right. Next.
Hold on. We have to end this right.
Oh, okay.
You belong on Hood Network.
Put that bitch on Hood Network. You know a bitch that done told her man she don't love him, and that motherfucker done shot her in the head, but her weave stopped the bullet? Put that bitch on Hood Network. That's a callback, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you really need to go back and listen to that episode, because it's hilarious.
Now, that would be an awesome catchphrase. This weave stops bullets.
Yeah, this weave stops bullets. This shit'll have you looking tight and save your life from a bullet hole.
Bulletproof weave.
Yeah. Falmouth, Massachusetts. Interesting name. It's very fitting. Man claims he found 10 human teeth in a brand new wallet. A customer shopping at Walmart told store workers he found 10 human teeth in a wallet he was about to purchase. Police said the man found the teeth Saturday when he unzipped a compartment in the wallet. One tooth had a filling. The customer turned the wallet and the teeth over to employees, but left the store without giving his name. I guess my question here is, if the teeth are in the wallet, then where's the rest of the Nazi gold? That's what I want to know.
I had a feeling you were going to go with that.
Insensitive joke makers, you are what's wrong with America.
Well, wouldn't there have been a lump in this wallet? I mean, I think I would have noticed noticing the fucking condom ring.
I would imagine. Hey, wait a minute. This wallet feels like it's full of teeth.
Sounds like something you would do. You'd be working at Walmart and you'd be like, you know, I'm going to fuck with a motherfucker. I'm going to knock this homeless guy's teeth out and put it in this wallet.
Oh, if you'd only known about how many times I've done that. Let's see. Moving along.
This mac and cheese, there's something wrong with it.
It's full of teeth. Wisconsin student accused of urinating in drink. Okay. Hartford, Wisconsin. This is okay. That's a pretty awesome title for the article, but listen to the first line of this story.
Okay.
For the second time in 3 months, police are investigating whether a high school student urinated in a drink before someone took a sip. Police said Tuesday that 16-year-old boy at Hartford Union High School urinated in a drink and offered it to his basketball teammates in November. A 15-year-old boy took a sip and stopped, and the other boys laughed. The basketball coach said he suspended the older boy and called his parents. The incident came to light as police investigated a complaint last month that two other junior boys at the school put urine in a soda at a basketball game. My question, does this kid have like a fetish for urine or something? Like, what's going on there?
You stopped my brain. What the fuck?
And I will say
this.
Is
this like, the Gatorade trick? Hey, take a sip of this.
I will say this. I would definitely be lying if I said that I had urinated in someone's drink before. On top of that, I would also be lying if I said I hadn't deposited other bodily fluids into someone's shampoo bottle once before. I think we've gotten a little
too... You are
too-
no longer allowed over here.
I promise not to pee in any of your sodas or jag off into your shampoo bottle.
It's so rich and creamy.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about this. There's just really... I will say this.
Well, how would there be an investigation? It's like, yo, now that motherfucker peed in my drink.
I know, there's really no way around it. Either it happened or it didn't. You don't... You know, there's really no, like, if, and, or but about it. But... I will say this, stupid jock asshole, you are what's wrong with America.
You ever talk to your jock friends and then they say like, they're like, they try to act so macho and it's like, yeah, some of your stories are kind of gay, like rubbing Icy Hot on another guy's balls while he's asleep.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle has a bit about that. He says, why is it... Well, it's not jocks, it's white folks. But he says, why do white folks do some borderline gay shit to each other every time somebody passes out? You know, your friend, like, he trusts you. You fall asleep in front of him. Say, oh, Bob fell asleep, so he put, like, shaving cream on his balls and put a carrot up his ass. And say, why would you do that? Motherfucker, that's not nice. Is that nice? You put a carrot up his ass? That's nice?
I'm just imagining waking up with the carrot sticking out of your ass and a rabbit trying to eat it out.
And your ants. And your ants. And your balls covered in ants because of the... whipped cream.
Fucking honey. Yeah, oh, but God, we're laughing at that.
I hate when I wake up with shaving cream. I mean, whipped cream all over my balls and an entire anthill emptied out on me. Don't get any ideas, M13.
Shit's not funny.
Okay. Capping today's news segment off with a story that I really, there's no choice. I had to cover this. Nebraska man says he put cat in bong 3 times.
Wait, you might need to repeat that.
Nebraska man says he put his cat in a bong 3 times.
Okay, so I'm not on acid. You did say that.
I did. Omaha, Nebraska. A man who stuffed his girlfriend's cat into a makeshift bong and then smoked marijuana through it said Tuesday that he had done it on other occasions and that it calmed the cat down. Asia, that's a name? You fucking hillbillies. Showmaker.
Asa
Showmaker of Lincoln said he never intended to hurt the 6-month-old cat. Lancaster County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic disturbance at the residence. Surprise. Ticketed the 20-year-old Shoemaker on suspicion of misdemeanor animal cruelty Sunday after catching him smoking marijuana from a box-like contraption that had the cat stuffed inside its 12-inch by 6-inch base. Showmaker's girlfriend, Marissa View, was also ticketed for animal cruelty because she didn't try to stop Showmaker. Sergeant Andy Stebbing said, View 22 said she took the cat in 2 months ago from friends who abused it. Oh, wow. Frying pan into the fire, so to speak. Showmaker said the cat would bite and scratch, but he didn't want to discipline it by swatting or squirting water at it. They said he didn't want to bring it to an animal shelter because they feared it would be put down.
So I'll light a bong.
So he stuffs it into a giant secondhand homemade bong and smokes a bunch of weed through it so the cat gets all high.
Wow.
Oh, a quote. We got a quote from him. I know for sure this isn't the first time someone's done this. I'm just the first one to get caught. Wow.
Spoken like someone from the straight up ghetto or backwoods.
Seriously, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I just want to say this.
I'm just imagining a wife beater if he's wearing a shirt at all, and he's ready to run out the back door if he sees a video camera and cops showing up at his door.
No, more than likely this is probably not the first time that had happened to him. Also, I will say this: stupid redneck animal abusers, you are truly what is wrong with America.
We Well, your place isn't burning down right now,
is
it? This
newspaper's really small now. Anywho.
It sounded kind of like a forest fire on your side.
Yeah, it really did. All right. Well, now that we're done with that, we can move on to the meat of the
poor
show.
Poor fucking cat. You know what? Your cat is pretty big. I don't think that could be stuffed into,
Jesus Christ,
a bong.
You couldn't stuff that cat into a fucking into a suitcase. Much less a fucking bong.
Wow, now I'm imagining someone trying to turn a suitcase into a bong.
Oh, well, I think that might be a good idea. A suitcase bong. We should try that sometime. You know, you, me, and my suitcase bong, and the cat. We put the cat, he can smoke weed.
We were walking down the fucking street with the suitcase bong, yeah, taking hits.
The gas mask attached to the suitcase bong with a tube.
Kind of weaving and bobbing a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Anyway. So anyway, what was it that you wanted to talk about on the sound today?
Oh, okay. We were kind of going over this a little bit when we were talking about Lucio Fulci and just, you know, that The Beyond, for example, would have scared the shit out of me if I was little and I'd seen it.
Right.
So there's just so, and what were you saying? You were saying that it wasn't the, you know, the gore or some of the jump scares that really affected you.
Yeah.
It was the supernatural elements.
Well, yeah, as a little kid, like the gore didn't scare me. Like the violence, the jump scares. Like the jump scares would definitely, like, I'd be like, but then I'd be fine afterwards. What really scared me was like demonic possession, ghosts, the creepy, like the real creepy atmospheric kind of like mood drawing stuff. That's really what scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would say that also the way that his fetish for eyes, especially the milky white eyes, that would have kind of fucked me up.
Yeah, that definitely would have put a frightening on me also. What movie do you remember from as a little kid really scared the shit out of you?
Well, two. The Brood Salem's Lot, and I've already mentioned Salem's Lot before.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, I told you that, you know, the scene where the kid is tapping on his brother's window,
floating around outside.
And my grandfather
grandfather told you that they took a dead kid and hung him outside the window
by his neck.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a horrible thing to tell a little kid.
Well, I saw The Brood, and you remember what that one's about, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I saw that, you know, at a drive-in with my uncle, and just the fucking grandmother getting killed. And I don't even recall that they showed it directly. It was just so, you know, ambient. She was it knocked. She went to go to the fridge, and a gallon of milk was knocked over, and it was just like that was to show that she had been killed. That was horrifying. And the teacher getting mauled by two little kids with those little mallets that you use in kindergarten.
Jesus just, Christ.
Yeah, I crawled into the back seat and didn't watch the rest of it.
Yeah. As a little kid, my nightmares were a lot like, you know, Silent Hill, when you're walking around inside the apartment building and like the hospital or whatever, just like real dark with like little, like scant little bits of light, dirty walls, and like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what my nightmares were like, almost to a T. Like, I look at like footage of Silent Hill, and it just, to this day, like, gives me chills because it's so fucking much like how my my nightmares were as a little kid, with like the weird abstract, like not quite right monsters in it. Dude, it's almost like that fucking guy got into my head and made my nightmares a game.
Yeah, the last childhood dream that I remember is that I was from the future and that I sent my consciousness back into my 8-year-old body.
God, you're such a creep. let's see. The movie that scared me.
It hasn't happened yet, so I don't think it was real.
Right. Good point. The movie that scared me the most, that I remember anyway, as a little kid, that like gave me the most fucking like shit scares, was Dreamscape. And I think we may have talked about this once before. You remember Dreamscape?
Oh fuck yeah! I love that movie.
You remember the Cobra Man or whatever?
Yep.
Dude, that fucking Cobra guy thing scared me shitless as a little kid. That and the commercial for the Grizzly at Great America. Both of those things scared me fucking shitless.
And we've definitely talked about this before. The Grizzly.
The Grizzly, yeah. The commercial for the Grizzly with the bear. Oh, God damn it. Ugh, fucking horrifying. M13, what scared the shit out of you as a little kid? Talking to the mic, sweetie. Use your inside voice.
God, I can't even remember. I know, yeah, it's kind of cliche or whatever. I was terrified of Freddy Krueger, just that melted face just scared the crap out of me. Oddly enough, Jason didn't, I guess because the hockey mask didn't look as scary as a melted face, go figure. And that one really old black and white Disney cartoon with the skeletons dancing in the cemetery.
Oh, the skeleton dance?
Yeah, the skeletons creeped me out. I guess, yeah.
That was awesome.
The way their bones didn't move the way they were supposed to. And
it was just kind of bizarre and like...
Yeah, surreal. Ugh. It creeped me out when I was little.
Nice. What scares you now?
You.
Spiders, obviously. bugs in general just kind of creep me out. Not really scared of, yeah, a whole lot, I guess. Psychos, weirdos, real people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's the gamut. There you go. Hey, we should show you the maggot storm.
Oh, yeah, I think you've seen City of the Living Dead before, right?
A while ago.
You remember the scene where the windows blow open and all the maggots come blowing into the house?
No, I don't remember that. I think I might have fallen asleep.
Ah, you're terrible.
Oh, quick. Which is scarier, Jason with the hockey mask or Jason with the pillowcase head?
Pillowcase head.
I would say, yeah, too. Like, the sack head Jason would probably be scarier.
Sack head Jason was definitely scarier.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. What scares you now, DZ? That much, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really all that easily scared.
Right, that's a good point. I would imagine anything trying to scare you, you'd look at it and just be like, I find you to be shallow and pedantic.
God, you make me sound like I'm Lucio Fulci.
What scares you now at 13?
The last thing that really scared me was, and people don't, I don't want to hear any shit about this, was the Blair Witch Project. That movie scared me so much because it was so real and so, like, I don't know, like, there was no, like, special effects to make it safe, you know? There was no big, dumb, rubbery monster. There was no, like, anything that made it, like, that separated it from reality. You know, it was one of the first, like, real, like, verite films that I ever saw shot in that style. So it being so closely rooted to reality and, like, it being so real without any, like, ridiculous fakeness or monster or anything at all to make it safe and, like, distant to keep it at arm's length, like, it really... hit close to home. And that fucking scene at the end of the movie when Julie walks into the room and sees her friend standing in the corner the same way Rustin Parr used to kill the little kids, and then her camera hits the ground. Oh my God. Horrifying. It didn't help that the next week I went camping with a bunch of friends of mine to a cabin out in the middle of the woods. Yeah, right afterwards. And I remember...
Did you have to ward off a flesh-eating virus?
I didn't, but I that was not fun. Especially because the key for the cabin, my friend whose family owned it, his sister had taken it back to her place with her accidentally after they were there. And she didn't live too far away, so he was like, guys, just stay here, I'll be right back. He leaves, we're sitting in front on the fucking porch of this cabin in the middle of the night, pitch black darkness, just sitting here, quiet, and you can just hear, like animals in the forest moving around and like... and just like stuff, and every now and again a car would drive by, and oh my God, that shit was horrible. I actually took one of the soda cans, ripped it open, crumbled up some paper, and like emptied a bunch of lighter fluid into it and lit it on fire as a little fire in front of me, just like to have a little bit of light. And my friend Patrick was like, no, put that out, dude. A fire, like a light, will help you see for 3 feet, but it makes you be able to be seen for like a mile.
That is definitely a D&D point.
Yes. Good point. Yeah. So, listeners, call in and tell us what scares you. I want to know because, I don't know why I want to know. I guess I just do.
Why not?
I know. Why?
We like calls.
Can't I want to know? God damn it, sons of bitches. So, yeah, call in. Let us know what scares you. And Let us know your plus minus and all that good stuff. And sometime this week, we'll announce the winner of the New Tokyo Decadence, the Slave contest. That'll be a standalone little thing that I upload, though. So on that note... thank you for joining us. We'll be back again with another one of these next week. We're going to try to put this out pretty often, you know?
Like every day.
Yeah, hopefully like every day. Every other day at the very least. Yeah, not quite. Yeah. Oh, there's an ender at this thing, too. So thank you for joining us, and we'll check you out next week. Love you, bye.
The Diabolical Sound is a product of 13 Scars Industries. Copyright 2009, all rights reserved.